There's a lot of tsar for the kohanim. War la kufa, they have to go around it. A kohen can't walk over mace. So trash the mace was shoyoyse shuk. This was a meeting place, a shuk, a marketplace. Shasofik boy, there was a sofik tumah there. Mokya mavriya, people went over there, the rabbin. The rabbin had to walk through this into the street. Vakanim lohay yuchayumli kornis, and the kohanim couldn't walk through the street now. With nei tumah, because there's a sofik tumah there. With sarach lahakiv derech acher orach, they had to go around a longer road. So there's a lot of tzar for the kohanim. And they didn't know where the tumah was, where the mace was buried. So the yestam of Shimon Nichoy, could you find out for us to know exactly where the mace is, to know where the kohanim can walk, where they can walk? So Shimon Nichoy asked, Omer, he said, Ike Inish, is there anybody here in this city, Diyoda, that knows the Yischazakoch HaTarva? That way before, a long time ago, does anybody remember there was one time when we know Claude there was Tyra here? Trashi, Ike Diyoda, the Yischazak Tyra, by Shuk. Does anybody know there's Tyra in this city, in this street? Miyomov. There wasn't the real base of Kvaros there, they just didn't clean it up. So yes, way before, does anybody remember which place was Torah? Is Omalai Husab, an old person told him, yes. Kan Kitzaitz Ben Zakai Turmasi Truma. I know one place here that Ben Zakai used to take their Turmasi type of seeds of Truma. Rashi can kitzes ben zakoi she shoslon the okron liachik dilun. After it grew, he cut it off. Turmas say truma had srichos l'sham b'tayra, something that had a tushes truma on it that you're supposed to watch it b'tayra. So with a talmud in place, you couldn't bring it there. V'gam hu ha yikren, he was also occurring. The minute of the parah, yeah, zoti gemara is over iyonami hoki. He also did like this. So Rashi learns over iyonami ha yamakat says he also cut down this turmusin, this peris. Or Mashlich and Shomani threw it there. V'nas and nase happened v'tzaf ha-mase v'mokamu. And the mace like floated up at that place. Shom v'tzayin, they made it seem there. L'mokam ha-kevers, no, the other kever is. Hachavort v'sikta. This is where the psikta learns. Bakol Poron, the Gemara says, the mace was called Heichod de'avikashi. Any ground was very hard. Tiare, he said it's Torah. Because Mestomach, they would have buried the mace there, the ground would be a little bit soft. Since the ground was very hard, he named on that Zvichat Torah. The heavy rough in any place ground that was soft, signing, he thought maybe there there would be a mace, and he made it see there, tell people this it's tummy. So the kids, he fixed up the street to know exactly where the tire, where it's tummy and where it's torn. His armor who saw, but there was no person with him, and he said, Tia ben Yechoy Besak Voros, like Sal spoke bid about Rashim ben Yechoy, instead you should know he's Matira Besak Voros, like he's doing something wrong. The Shimon Nechoy got angry. Omalei, if you wouldn't have been with me, even if you would have been with me, or you didn't agree with me at the time, then maybe you could say I didn't do right. You goof was with me before. Like you are asking to me the way I'm being tired that it's right. Is it nice what you're doing? People say, Zoynas mefarchso zu azu. That even Zoynas act nice to one another. Tamilichom, the Koshchein, Avarat, Tamilichom have to act nice to one another. So how can you be saying such not nice things? Now you're saying that I'm being Matara Besekvoros. Is Yoy Be'enei, Reb Shimon Nechoy, like gave him an eye in horror, looked at him, but Nachnav, that alone he died. So the more Nachnav Meister was, Nachnav the Shukah, then Reb Shimon Nechoy went out to the streets. Chaz Yehi met up now, he saw now Yehuda Ben Gerim. He saw this original Man V'yamash, that was the whole Meister started from. That the Yehudi Beloi said nice about the Romans, and the Shimon Nechoy said bad about the Romans, and the Yehudi Ben Gerim that was there told it over to his parents that got to the Malchus. So because Yehudi Ben Gerim, that the Shimon Nechoy got the Gezerah to be killed, and that's why he had to run away. So now the Shimon Nechoy met up with him. Omar, and he said that dying Yesh Lezer Berlim is still alive in this world. His Nosem Beinu, the Shimon Nechoy also gave him like an Ein Hara, but he also Gal Shalatzomis, and he turned in to a Gal Shalatzomis. A mountain like of bones. Now, as also he got Misa. A Ganesh burnt him up. So Rashi says, "Veis v'maimer v'nimnis has come to that hen." He also masked to what we said. Lias min aminim. Pavachzu azu es shachav rot the lias. No, they say also nice things about the other people. Galat Thomas kemesh nikol makes the doy that rotten the way. Besorav enoughful mizman harbi. Yeah, home by the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah Gimel Dvorim. Tzorech Odom Loima B'toich Beisoi Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha. There are three things you have to speak out in your house, like yes, your wife. Erev Shabbos means right before Shkia, before Lichtzinden. Esartem, you have to ask your wife, did you take off Maisrus? He's a mall in there, it's all. Before you can eat your Tzfuah and Peiros, you have to take off Trumas and Maisrus. And it's also to do it on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you have to ask your wife, did you take off Trumas and Maisrus? Eravtem, they make an Eruv, either Eruv Chatzeros or else Eruv Tachumim. If you want to walk outside the city on Shabbos, you have to make an Eruv beforehand. So you have to ask your wife, did you put the Eruv there? Hedliku was Haner. And this Avad, you don't have to ask your wife, because this she can see if she lit or not. So if she didn't light yet, you have to tell her nicely, it's time to light a Nerus. So Rashi, Imcha Sheikha, Shim Yamayel has Kirim Baba Yomit, and tell your wife in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, Yifsha, she'll forget. She'll be Pasher, she'll say, I have plenty of time to do it. There's no rush to do it now, and later she'll forget. Therefore, you're supposed to tell your wife, like right before Shkia. A Sartan's Rashi, Peris Ilum, the fruits of the trees, Lesu the Shabbos, what you want to eat for Shabbos. Shafa Achilas Arai, Shal Shabbos Kevas Lemaisa. The usual locha that a pair, if you eat something Arai, you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisus. It's only if you eat it Lekfa. But Arai, you don't have to. Mashenkim, what you eat on Shabbos, since Sude Shabbos, only Shabbos, it's Koveya, even eat it Arai, just take a snack. So therefore, you can't have a snack before you take off Trumas and Maisus. So you have to ask your wife before, and did you take off the Trumas and Maisus? Could you mean to say the Beitzam? The Shabbos Einig Yikri. Shabbos is called an Einig. Mikol Shehu, a heavy oinik. Any little bit you eat on Shabbos is a chelik of oinik Shabbos, and it's kevas lemaisa. You have to take off trumas and maisus. Eravtem, next shalus Rashi, ruv v'tchumim. Or else v'chatzeris. Either you want to take a ruv v'tchumim, you want to walk outside of tchumim Shabbos, you have to put a pas there, or else v'chatzeris. V'hani trei sheikh l'memrinu b'loshin shayla. Hey, the first two you have to ask your wife. Did you do the Erev or did she do the Trumas and Maisus? The Shem Mekvar also, maybe they did it already. Avo v'ne'er l'shayach ad l'kosum. The dover hanir l'ayinu. It's not shayach to ask her, did she light or not? Like you can say, did she light the candles or not? So in the sense she didn't light the candles, means you have to remind her, it's right before Shkia now, please go and light the candles. So at the Mishneh, sofik ha-sheicha, sofik ein ha-sheicha. This portion means Bein HaShemoshes. It already became after Shkia. And you have a Sofik. Is it called Laila? Is it Mamash Shabbos? Or it's not Shabbos yet? Is Ein Maisur Nesavadi? If you have Vadai Tevel, that's for sure you didn't take off Trumas and Maisus. Midirabonin, it's also to take off Trumas and Maisus on Shabbos. And even Bein HaShemoshes, this time of the Mishnah holds, the Rabbonin made the Xeris even Bein HaShemoshes. And I feel you doing the Dvar Mitzvah, like you want to eat this food on Shabbos to become Mernik Shabbos, still there were Geizer Shvus Bein HaShemoshes. If you bought new kelim, and Allah you're not supposed to use them before you tovel them in the kelim, so you can't be tovel these kelim on Shabbos. That's also a gzera de rabbonim. It's mechz like you be misak in the kelim. Vayta v'yein madlikim asaneris. This trita, hey, it's a sofik hashaycha, it's a sofik. If it's Shabbos anak, you can't do an issa deraisa. You can't go to light candles now. If it's a sofik, maybe it's Shabbos already. Trashi Sofi Hashecha, Kagoin Ben Ashmoshes. This is the normal case of Ben Ashmoshes. Ain't Maisrin Esavadi. You can't take off Trumas and Maisus from Vadi Tevel. The Tikin Malyu. This is called the Tikin, like you be Misakin, you're fixing the Eichel. Afagad the Shrus Bialmi, even though it's only an Issa the Rabbonin. There's no Issa in the right to take off Trumas and Maisus. The Rabbonin will go easy, of course, it looks like you be Misakin the Kli. Kisova, they hold, Gozu, this Tana holds, Gozu ala Shrus Af Aben Ashmoshes. Even though I think this Rebbe is a sheet that later holds Ben HaShemoshes, they didn't make the Xeris from the Rabbonin. Our Tan holds, no, they made the Xeris even Ben HaShemoshes, even though it's only an Issa the Rabbonin. Vayte Ben Matvil Nesakelim Zrashi, the Avinami Shavus, it's also an Issa the Rabbonin. Kid Arminim Asech the Beit, so the Nirek and Masakin Kli. It looks like you'd be Masakin the Kli, you can't be Toivel Kelim on Shabbos. Vayin Madlik Nesaneris, Kol Shekain, the Sveika Diraisi. This Avadi, you can't light the Neris on Shabbos. Vizul Vayin Sorachlem, it says this, and for sure, not the other one. I mean, if it says the first ones you can't do, for sure you can't do this, light candles, that's Nisa Diraisa. So at the Mishnah, the Chiddush is, Avo Maisre Nesatimai. If you have Sufik Peiros that you bought from an Amoritz, so Aloch Riz Medirabboni, you're supposed to take off Trumas and Maisris, this you're allowed to do even Ben HaShemoshes. It's like a Sveik Sveika. Trashi Avo Maisre Nesatimai. It's not really daima like the Ramesh being misakin fixing these pairs. The roiv amaratz meisun hing was midi raisa roiv v'nemon. They did take off trumas and meisus. So it's only midi rabbonin, and we had before it's only chumra midi rabbonin. So this chumra they didn't put ben hashmoshes. Umaarvin, who are then you allowed to make an Eruv ben Ashmoshes? So Drashi Eruv, over Gemara Parut, Gemara's Nesta Kasha Sum. It's a theory in the Mishnah alone. Here we're saying now Umaarvin, you can make an Eruv ben Hashmoshes. That means a Sufik Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Eruv. Drashi Yotanan Liel, in the beginning of the Mishnah said, Imcha Sheikh Eravtin, you have to ask your wife before Shkia, did you make an Eruv? Mekamit Levi Sufik, Mashmi, you have to ask her before it becomes ben Hashmoshes. Mashmi becomes ben Hashmoshes, you can't make an Eruv. And here the Mishnah at the end says, Umarvin, you can make an Eruv, even ben Hashmoshes. Vaita v'toim ne nesachamin. You're allowed to make hatzmona. Means if you have a hot pot, a hot soup, Hamol didn't like to leave the fire on, so right before Shabbos you would take the hot soup off the fire and put it into a toimin, you put it into like shmatis all around it. You'll cover it up with towels to keep the heat inside it. So that's also to do on Shabbos, but ben Hashmoshes is mutter. The time the mesachamim allowed to be toimin, hide it or cover it up on ben Hashmoshes. Shrashi b'toim the mesachamim, noistim b'kupa shel muchin. You can put into whole kupa full of this, like muchin means prepared shmatis. Liyos choymem mishtame behen, that the heat will keep inside the pot. It'll have something around it to preserve the heat inside it. Avu mishachashecha, when it comes Shabbos, vadai, ain't toim the behen kathrosh b'gemara. The Gemara will explain why the medik zera, you can't be toimin on Shabbos itself. But ben hashmoshes, it's only a suffix if it's Shabbos or not. Here the Rabbanan didn't make the exerion to make hatmon. You're allowed to make hatmon ben hashmoshes. So the Gemara, minohani mili, that there's such an inyan to ask your wife before Shabbos that you do these three things. Am Yerushua ben Levi, Yom Akroa, the post, it says, v'yodata ki shalom ha'olecha, you should know that there's shalom in your house, ufakarata novecha, and you should look about into your house. Ufakarata check over novecha your house. V'loi sechta, ne won't come out of chet. That's pshat, you're supposed to check out the house, make sure no chet will be there. So that's a svar before Shabbos, you have to make sure they did all the things that you have to do before Shabbos. Omar Rabba, Bara, Funa, Afagab, Yom, Rabbonin. Shloisha, Dvorim, Tzodach, Odom, Loimar. The Mishnah says you have to say these three things. You have to ask your wife, he's Mechadish, Dot, Sorokh, Lememrino, Benichusa. When you ask your wife, you have to ask it nicely. You have to Benichusa nicely, don't yell and don't say too stark, they won't listen. The way to get them to listen is b'nechusa, ask them nicely. So the marki heichad lekablimu minei. That's the way they'll be mekablet from you. So the whole purpose of asking them is that they should be mekablet from you. This is the yetzer. Omer Rav Ashi zekavashi ano lo yishmir li hod Rabba Bar Afuna. I didn't hear this chiddush from Rabba Bar Afuna that Shan the Mishnah is supposed to say b'nechusa. Abazot Rav Ashi v'kiyamti misvara. I was mekayim misvara. My own das told me that. That since this inyan is to tell your wife that she should listen to you, the way you get her to listen to you is by saying it nicely. So the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, I have a stira now in the Mishnah. Or Marta, the beginning of the Mishnah says, Shloisha Devarim Tzorach Adam Loim Abatech Beis Eirah Shabbos Im Chashecha. It's a diak Im Chashecha. You have to ask your wife, did you make an Erev before Shabbos? It's before Shkia. Im Chashecha means right before Shkia. Is Mashmin, that's when you can make an Erev. Or Besofik Chashecha, Sofik in the Chashecha, once it came after Shkia ready, that's a Sofik if it's Shabbos or not, Loi, then there's no more Eitzi, you don't have to ask your wife anymore, it's too late, she can't make an Erev anymore. V'odah Tone, at the end of the Mishnah says, Sofik Chashecha, Sofik in the Chashecha, afilu you have a Sofik, now ben Hashmoshes, it's already after the Shkia, you have a Sofik, do you have a Sofik Shabbos or not, Marv, the Mishnah says you could make an Erev. It's a steer in the Mishnah. You're allowed to make an Erev ben Hashmoshes. So you're not allowed to make the Erev ben Hashmoshes. That's the steer. So we'll still come to the Teretz soon. So Trashi im chashecha means v'boid yoyim, when it's still daytime. Ho, v'yei shoyis laster l'arav. There's still time before Shkia to make Truma Samaisis and to make an Erev. So it's a steer. And the end of the Mishnah says, no, sofe chashecha, it's awesome. It's mutter. Sofe chashecha, you are allowed to. So the Morris Timim Begufiya Zimra Tipura Bechavola Dimilsa. Omar Rababa, Omar Rav Chia Barashi, Omar Rav, Lekasha. I can be asked the steer like this. Kan Beruvet Chumim, Kan Beruvet Chatzeris. There are two different types of Eruvim you want to make Erev Shabbos. One's called Beruvet Chumim, that's a more Chomadic Erev that's an Asmachta for an Apostic, and there's a Bekiva Sheet in Erev and it says even with the Raisa, that you're not allowed to walk outside our Payamama, outside your city on Shabbos. If you want to walk more than Alpayim Amma out of your city, the Yetzer is before Shabbos, you have to put a pas there, you make an Erev Tachumim, and as if that's your place, you're living there, and from that place you go another Alpayim Amma. So that's called the Ruba Tachumim. And that's only mutter to do Kodim Shabbos, before Ben HaShemoshes. But once it comes Ben Ashmoshe, that's also. Can the safe of the Mishnah that says it's Mutta, Filo Ben Ashmoshe, is Beruvi Chatzeris. Beruvi Chatzeris means you already have a pure Rishus HaYochid. You have four walls there, just you have two people living there. So Rabban Amen, Ksaf Gzeru, if you carry from your house to your neighbor's house, it looks like you may carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabban. So Rabban Amen, Gzeru, don't carry there, unless you make an Erev Chatzeris. That's not such a chomadik yisar. There's no asmachta from the posik. It's only stam and zerim the rabbonin. So in this zerim the rabbonin, the rabbonin will make them ben ashmoshes. That's a teretz vestiva. Teretz vestiva. So Rashi, beru v'tchumim tikin malia. That's called a real good tikin you have to do. Why? The asamchu rabbonin tchum akroy. There's some mandiomus and asmachta. You have a posik for it. The afil l'man diyomet chum the rabbon. Afil l'man diyomet says no. It's 100% only mid rabbon. No, it's machte. It's kiddar mina b'ervin. Abi yafina mokim mi mokim or mokim in isa. More in ervin. Gefort learns that for some asmachtes. So gefort that has a chomedik inyan erubet chumim, like you're going out of your mokim. You're like curating a new mokim that you have to do before Shabbos. Ah, v'leruvi chatzeros chumim b'almu. As Midrash, there's nothing wrong. A Rubik Hatzeris means you have four walls all around you. You just want to carry from your house to your friend neighbor's house. It's only Chumra B'Yalmo. But a Mikri Shavisa Malyasa, it's not called a real good Shavisa. You have to create something new here. Or Sveika, the Ben Ashmosha Shapadami. Therefore, on this Rubik Hatzeris, Rabban will make home, even Ben Ashmosha, you could make a Rubik Hatzeris. Right. V'yama Rabban Rabban Nochachidish. Omru Loi Shnaim. If two people told one person, Save Arav Olenu. Go make an error for us. So the Machlok is showing him what type of an error we're talking about. Rashi learns we're talking about even the chomatic error of a Ruvet Chumen. Hey, two people told one Ruvain, made him a Shliach, go make an Ruvet Chumen for both of us. Hey, both these people wanted to walk outside the city on Shabbos Apai Mama, so they both gave a piece of bread to this Ruvain and told Ruvain, put the bread at the end of the Apai Mama. Is Li'echad Iruv Olav V'Bajoyim. Now Ruvain went, and one of these pieces of bread, he put there before Shabbos. Oli echad for the other person, iruv olav ben ashmoshes. He first put the bread down ben ashmoshes. He didn't make the erev the way he's supposed to before Shkia. He put the erev down after Shkia. So halacha is like this. The ma'aseh was like this. Zesh iruv olav b'boy joim. The one that Reuven put the bread down for the person b'boy joim before Shabbos on Friday afternoon, the way he's supposed to. What happened with that piece of bread? Nechal iruv ben ashmoshes. The dog came and ate up the bread ben ashmoshes. And the halacha is, when you make Erev Tchumim, avi at the beginning of Shabbos, your bread is in that place, you kona shvisa. Even after Shabbos starts, if somebody eats it up or a dog takes it away, don't make a difference. If at the beginning of Shabbos, your kona, your shvisa, where the bread is, the Erev is chal. Now here the case was, ben ashmoshes, the dog came and ate up the bread. So it's a suffix, is this called Shabbos is here yet or not? If it's called Shabbos is here, so I don't care if the dog ate it up. At the beginning of Shabbos, your bread was here, the Erev would be chal. So you have a suffix, Ben Ashmoshes, is it good or not? So it will soon say, he says it's kosher. So what the Maaseh was, Zesh Yerubalim by Yoim, the person that he put the Erev down for Friday, the way he's supposed to, is the Maaseh happened was Nechel Ruvi Ben Ashmoshes. A dog came and ate up his Erev, Ben Ashmoshes. Zesh Yerubalim Ben Ashmoshes. Now the other person, Reuven, first put his bread down for him, Ben Ashmoshes. That's when he first made the Erev Tchumah for him. And what happened? Nechala Reuven Meshach Sheikha. A dog came and ate up his bread first later, after it was Vadi Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Zot Rova Shneihem Kone Erev. Both of them have a good Erev. Both of them have a hetan now to walk up Hayim Amma on Shabbos. Fred Gemara Tastira Monoshach. How could that be both as good? Monoshach. What is the din of Ben Ashmoshes? If the Shkia Tulub comes Vade Laila, what din does that have? E Ben Ashmoshes Yumamhu, if you're going to tell me Shkia, if the Shkia until Vade Laila has a din of Yoim, so that's why you're allowed to put the Erev. You can make an Erev then. Or Vizoy, it's good Basra Likna. It's good why the second person is coin his Erev. Because even though the person first put the Erev down after Shkia Ben Ashmoshes, who was saying Ben Ashmoshes is still called Yoim. When did the dog eat up the Erev? After it became Vade Laila. So at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was there. It's good while his Erev is Chal. Or the Kama, the first person, a Likni. The first person shouldn't be kind his Erev. The first person, he put the Erev down, Takim Aboy Join, before Shabbos, but the dog came and ate up the bread, Ben Ashmoshes. So So if you're telling me now, Beinesh Ramash is called Yoim, Kum Desayis, the dog ate up the bread before Shabbos even came about. So at the beginning of Shabbos, there was no Erev of yours, Alpayim Amah, you can't be crying the Shvis outside. So how could you say both people are crying the Shvis at the Stero? Is Beinesh Ramash is Yomim or not? Ella, my wazvi, Beinesh Ramash is Laila, if you want to tell me no. As soon as it becomes Laila, right away when Nechsha, as soon as it becomes Shkia, like Beinesh Ramash is, we say it has a din Laila right away. Of Zoy, then Faker, Tokama Likni. It's good why the first person's Erev is a good Erev. Because since he put the Erev there before Shkia, so the Erev was put down at the right time, and at the beginning of Shkia, that's the beginning of Shabbos, that's called Laila, the Erev was still there, and the dog first ate it up, Beinesh Ramash's. So it's good why his Erev is good. Of a Basra, the Likni. Of Zoy, the Basra, second one, shouldn't be Chal. Why? Because he first put his Erev down, Beinesh Ramash's. See, if you're telling me now Beinesh Ramash is called Laila ready, it's too late to put an Erev. You have to put the Erev down before Shabbos. You have to put the Erev down. You can't put the Erev down on Shabbos. See, if you're telling me now after Shkia Beinesh Ramash is already called Laila, it's too late to put the Erev down. So who are these two psukim are Rav Astiro? How could both people here be yoytzer the Erev Tchumim? Monashoch, is Beinesh Ramash Yoim or is Beinesh Ramash Laila? And for the Gemara Enoch Nami, Beinesh Ramash Sveiku. B'yemesin after Shkia until Seis Kechovim is called a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk if that's called Yoim still, or is it called Laila ready? Or Sveikin Rabbanim Lekula. If out here we're talking about an Erev Tchumim, which is only an Issa Rabbanim to walk outside the city of Payimama, so Suffolk Rabbanim and Rabbanim went Lekula both ways. See if you put your Erev down before Shkia, and then the dog came and ate it, Bein HaShemoshes, we name on Lekula, Bein HaShemoshes is already called Shabbos. And the Erev was Chal, you're allowed to eat, allowed to walk there. For the second person that first put the Erev down, Beinesh Ramash's, we say no, Beinesh Ramash's is still called Yoim. So mainly put his Erev down before Shabbos. Then it came Chashaych, his Erev is Chal, he has a good Erev. So Maila, we go Lekula both ways. Here's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Obviously, Toys asked the Stira from the Gemara before. The Gemara before, we just asked the Stira to the Reisha to say for the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah is Mashmo, you can't make an Erev, Beinesh Ramash's. You can only make an Erev at the beginning, Mevoid Yoim. At the end, the Mishnah says you can even make an Erev, Beinesh Ramash's. So what was the Gemara's terrace before? Kan Beruv Tchumim, Kan Beruv Chatzeris. That Eruv Tchumim, you can't make Beinesh Ramash's. That's the Reisha of the Mishnah. Eruv Tchumim, Rashi says, is a Chomadika Erev. That since as a smachta from the posik, you can't do that Beinesh Ramash's. So it's a stira. If the beginning of the Mishnah says the Eruv Tchumim cannot be done Beinesh Ramash's, you're going to do it by Yoim. So I could hear what Rashi learns our Gemara is talking about Eruv Tchumim. Say no. Even for Eruv Tchumim, still we go to Kula. And we say Beinesh Ramash's, you go to Kula and say it's still called Yoim, it's still called Laila. The Chutz is stira to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the beginning, that Eruv Tchumim you can't do Beinesh Ramash's. And here we're saying, even Eruv Tchumim can also be Chal Beinesh Ramash's. So Tosafot says what you have to say according to Rashi is the Gemara here means it b'diavad. Avada mitchila, the Mishnah says eruv tchumim should only be put down before Beinesh Ramash's. Once it comes Beinesh Ramash's mitchila, you should not make an eruv tchumim anymore. Mashaken, if you want to, eruv chaserus you could make. That's pshat to say for the Mishnah. If you want to make eruv chaserus mitchila, you're allowed to do it Beinesh Ramash's. Mashaken, mitchila you can't make eruv tchumim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Here the Gemara is saying, "B'diavad, lo yitzui somebody already put down his erev. What can he do now? Beinesh Ramash's is the erev chal or not? It's a chiddush here, yes. B'diavad, we also say you're allowed to go lekula both ways. That's the way Tosis miyashav according to Rashi's pshat. But Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat so much. Therefore, Tosis learns our Gemara is also aval oratom eruv chaseris. It's not talking about eruv tchumin. Avada for eruv tchum. How Tosis even b'diavad." The Erev won't be Chal. Now, the Gemara is also talking about the Eruv Chatzeris. Eruv Chatzeris then is good, like the end of the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Beinesh Ramash's, you're allowed to make Eruv Chatzeris. Because since it's only a Chumim, the Rabbanan will make what Beinesh Ramash's has a Din Yoim and a Din Laila, and it can go both ways, the Kula. Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi. Beinesh Ramash's, Kohen Erev, Shul Tchilas Tushas Hayoim. That's the beginning of Shabbos. Nechal she'ochlo kelev ayodim. Either kelev ate up the bread or a person. She'ir of olavim by joim. Haniach eruv l'seif atchumah by joim. One person he put down the bread before shkia. For lo his pikla hashich mamish, and the bread didn't stay until the mamish became laila. Hachinecha ben hashmoshes. A dog came and ate it up even ben hashmoshes. is aloche shneim konu erev. Lagave hai shenecha ben hashmoshes. They get to the person that his bread was eating up, was eaten up ben hashmoshes. Misharvin le'layla. We say as soon as it came shkia, it's called laila, it's called Shabbos. The Yamrina, we say, Kfa kiddush hayom mib'oid ha'erev kayim. At the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Shkia, we say the Erev was still there. That's when the Dusha Shabbos starts. So the Erev was chal. The Kona Erev. The Lacha Kareb Yesu, Paschal Kareb Yesu, Yom Erevin, Sofik Erev Kosher. I feel like you have a Sofik Erev, you could go Lakula. Since it's Rashi Shit, we Paschal Kareb Yesu, even by Ruve, Tchumim, still we go Lakula. The second person that he first put down the bread for him, and the bread stood there until Vade Lailon, Misharvin for him, for him we go to Kula and say no. If the Shkia Ben Ashmosh is still called Yom, when you first put down the bread, it wasn't too late, it wasn't Shabbos yet. So when the Shabbos first started, this sad, when it comes Chashecha, your piece of bread was there ready, so male the Erev could be Chal. Is the Kashem on a Shoch, what is Ben Hashmosh? Is it Yom or is it Laila? Basu Likni, Zeshu Nechol of Ben Hashmosh. Kam Le Likni, Shari Nechol of Yom. If you tell him Ben Hashmosh is called Yom, so why is the first one Chal? Hoch Gassin Len Rashi, Sveikad Rabboni Kleima, Ho Milsa de Mesafkulun, I Ben Hashmosh is Yomom or Laila, that the we have a sofik, if the shkia, what din does it have? Is it called yom alaylon? The milsa the rabbonin, something that gave to a mitzvah the rabbonin, israelon beruvet chumim. What's negated to ruvet chumim? The rabbonin is negated to it's only the rabbonin ruvet chumim. The chol sveik the rabbonin kula, and all sveik the rabbonin go the kula. So this is the way Tosfos miyashir the steer with the Rashi. But how could Rashi now Gemara saying here? Suffered the Rabbanan Ruvet Chumim Golakula. The Gemara just before we answer the theory with the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah says you're going to make an Erev Miboy Yoim and not Ben Hashemoshes. You say Ben Hashemoshes, you can't make an Erev Chumim. As how come here Rashi saying now you couldn't make an Erev Chumim Ben Hashemoshes? So that's why it's terrorist that the Mishnah is talking about Metchila. Lechatchila you're going to make an Erev Chumim Miboy Yoim. When it comes Sofik Chashecha Ben Hashemoshes, Metchila you can't put the Erev Chumim down. Only Erev Chetzera should allow to do Metchila Ben Hashemoshes. Mashaik, and here the Gemara is talking about B'di'evit, the person who already put down the Erev, B'di'evit, he put down the Erev, then we say it could be Chal. B'di'evit is good. Right. So the Gemara writes, V'yom HaRova, Mifnei Ma Omru, Ein Toimnim B'dovo, She'ein O Moisef Hevel Mishach HaShecha. What's wrong with even on Shabbos, you have a hot pot, you just took off the fire on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap it around with towels. You're not allowed to make Hatuman on Shabbos. What's wrong? You're not doing any Malacha. You're not doing with something that's moist of hevel, just with a regular towel. How come you can't wrap around a pot on Shabbos with a towel? You can't wrap around the dovish ain't a moist of hevel with a plain towel that's not going to make the pot hotter. It's only going to contain the heat inside it. We're geyser that if you're, what's your purpose in doing this? You want the heat to stay inside the pot. So sometimes the pot will cool off, and you'll be very disappointed. So what are you going to do? You'll put it back on the fire, you start cooking again. So Xeri shouldn't come to cook up the pot again, to make Xeri don't make Hatmona. Don't put, wrap it around with towels on Shabbos. Because if you dash it to wrap it around to keep the heat, we're afraid sometimes you'll be disappointed, and you go and light it up and start cooking Mitchila. How come the Lacha reads before Shabbos, or the Mishnah says, Ben Hashemoshes even, you're allowed to take the pot off the fire and wrap it around with towels, Ben Hashemoshes. That you're allowed to. Here's the Kash Rift is the Gzeirot. By wrapping around with towels, you're going to come Mamash to cook on Shabbos. So such a Gzeirot, they should even make Ben Hashemoshes. That's a real good Gzeirot. It's a Gzeirot, you're going to come to cook on Shabbos. So even Ben Hashemoshes, it should be also to wrap around with towels. The Teretz is Poshid, Omalei, Stam Kederis Rois Chosein. Ben Hashemoshes, that means right before Shabbos, that's when you cook up your cholin, you cook up the soup, your soup. So when you take the pot off the fire right before Shabbos, Avada, then the pot is hot. So if you want to be moistik, if you want to wrap it around to make katmona, then there's no gzeri you're going to find out that the soup is going to be cold and you come to heat it up again. Because usually ben hashmosh is the time you just took it off the oven. So after the soup is still hot, you're just wrapping it around now that it should stay hot for another hour till you come home from shul. But here there's no gzeri you're going to come to cook it up again. When is the gzeira? Later at night. Later at night you took the pot off the oven before shkia. So now it's a few hours later. Now if you can start to wrap it up around, you see your purpose is you want to mamash make it hot again or keep the heat. So then we're afraid it's taking not so hot anymore. So a few hours off the oven, maybe you come to heat it up again. So therefore, ben hashmosh, there's no gzeira. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap something around the towels. So the Mara heard Rashi. That you are allowed to wrap it around a ben hashmoshes. Time of why the sofik hashaykh is only a sofik. It's a deal called vaday hashaykh. When it comes nighttime vaday, then I'm timing. The stam atmona bedavashena moist of hevel. Usually when you wrap around the pot, it's not with something that's moist of hevel that's going to make it even hotter. The ilu bedavar moist of hevel was if you're going to wrap it around with something that mamish makes it hotter. A filum avoy joy moser. But we'll have later. Even if boy join me, not allowed to wrap around the soup pot with something that's going to make it hotter. Like if you have hot coals inside your towel wrapping around, you're not allowed to wrap it around with something that's going to make it hotter. Can it not be paired out? We'll see later. And time name like gefis. You can't be turning around with type of tar. That tar makes it hotter even. The earth's exero, shema yimtsk de rosash in tanlo, kishayirtalatamino. What's the exero here? The exero is maybe you're going to find a pot later that's going to be cooled off already. Kishayirtalatamino. When you're going to come at nighttime later to make katsumana, to put the towel around the soup pot, you're going to find out the soup has come out cold already. What are you going to do now? Vyasichenu tchila. First you put it back on the oven and you start cooking it up again. Venimtsum of ashab shabbos, come to say shemam is cooking on shabbos. That's why they made the gzera on Shabbos. You can't make hatamono. For the Gemara is Rashi, Yehokev ben Hashemosh and Amin Yigzor. To a shvus ma'ayusay, this is a very good shvus. It's the gzera, maybe you come to find your soup is cold already, and you're going to want to put the towel around the soup. It's too late. So you're going to put it on the fire first to cook it up. You'll be obvious to Bishul. So even ben Hashemosh should have made this gzera. So ika gzera isu diraisa. This mamash gzera, you come to cook on Shabbos. V'etona de masnisin isle de gozu al hashvus ben hashmoshes. Tiktoni emasnias avadai. Our tana the mission holds that they made the gzeris the rabbonin even ben hashmoshes. Just like the mishnah said, you can't take off trumas amaisus ben hashmoshes, even though it's only isle the rabbonin taking off trumas amaisus. Or about the gzeron, you can't do it ben hashmoshes. See, also it's a good gzer. You shouldn't come to cook even ben hashmoshes. The teretz is ben hashmoshes is no gzer. Why? Cause Royce is saying. Usually people let the soup cook on the fire until mamash, right before shkia, to right before you turn off the fire. So ben hashmoshes, the soup pot is still hot. There's no gzera now, maybe in this few minutes now, that the soup cooled off already and you come to put it back on the fire. It's mistava, the soup ben hashmoshes is still very hot. So what's your purpose in putting the towel around just to contain, to keep the heat inside the soup? There's nothing wrong with that. That's mutter. Just later on Shabbos, if you want to make hatmono, we're afraid by nighttime already, huh? Then the soup cooled off already. So before you come to wrap it around, what's your purpose of keeping it hot? You see it's cold already, so we're afraid then you're going to put it on the fire again first to heat it up. That's the gzera. But ben hashmosh, it doesn't pass the gzera because then all the pots are hot. The time before Shkia. Means before Shkia. Yeah, 18 minutes. We'll use that's the Shia of Adlokah. Like Rashi said, it shouldn't be too much before, then you forget and say, I have plenty of time, you won't take care of it. It means like 18, 20 minutes before Shabbos. Right? You're right. Imcha Shekha is a bit of modern Loshin. Doesn't mean Mamish with the night time. It means right before it. Right? Yeah, right. Then right. That's what we're saying, right? Only ben hashmoshes. Right. Only ben hashmoshes you're allowed to. Once it's vadi chashrech, you can't make hatmona. Hatmona is also on Shabbos. V'yom arova zak rova. Nifnei ma'omru, how can rabbonim make exeru?